Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and with me today is Miss Robin Franks.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, dear?
I'm awake.
You are?
Barely.
I can tell. We left a little too early this morning, anticipating that we might have some weather, but...
It was clear sailing.
Excuse me. I still got a scratchy throat. Hang on a minute, folks. All right, I think we're back. Anyway, Chris Klaproth is our producer this morning. Sorry about that. Anyway, we started out a little too early this morning. We leave the shore about 2 o'clock, somewhere around there. Got here way too early and didn't get a chance for a nap, but we're here. We are present, Miss Robin Franks.
Okay, we get it.
What?
That'll be the last time I'm on here as a Franks.
That's right.
Today.
That's correct. We're pre-recorded next week, not today. Next week, already recorded the show. Our guests are Bill Miles from Maryland Hunting Coalition and Tom Slavin and Victoria Jones from Upper Bay Gun Club. Victoria also is representing a little bit the Sisterhood of the Outdoors. So going to be a very fun and interesting show next week. So we hope you just kind of let you know that that's coming up. But we got today to get through, too, right?
Today to stay awake about.
Yeah, well, we'll try. We'll do our best. So Chris is ready to take your phone calls at 410 WCBM 680. We are still giving a muzzleloader away for the month of December. Last month's winner for November was Chuck, one of our regular callers and listeners. And he's out of town, out of country.
Oh, I've got a picture to show you.
You do? What?
Santa and his elfettes on the ship.
On the cruise ship. That's great. Can't wait. Anyway, the rules for the contest to win the muzzleloader are call in 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and phone number with Chris so we can contact you in case you do win. And you go on the air with me. And you go on the air and say hi. That's all you have to say, or you can ask a question or make a comment or whatever you'd like to do, and we'd be more than glad to talk to you about that. So that's how it all works. So, Robin, how was your week?
Busy.
Busy?
It does. I'm home now, and I actually am busier now, I feel like, than when I was working.
Yeah. Do you need that?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. For some reason, we're both coughing this morning. I think we rested our voices too long, not speaking with each other for about an hour and a half.
That hurts. The oven that burnt last night.
Oh, the oven. Yeah, well, you know, the cheese on the pizza burned a little bit last night. But that's okay. Let's talk to Richard in Westminster. Morning, Richard. You're first up. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Al. Good morning. I guess congratulations are in order here.
Well, next week, yep. We're getting married next Saturday in Garrett County, up at McHenry, right there on the shores of Deep Creek Lake, and close friends and family coming up for, you know, a few of them, not a lot. And then, you know, we'll be married after that. Tomorrow, next Saturday evening, we'll be husband and wife.
Well, that's great. Congratulations and safe travels up there. You know, as you know, that can be a different world up there once you cross that continental divide thing, and the weather just changes in a snap of a finger.
That's what we're hoping for.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Robin's a snowbird.
Oh, okay.
That's why we're going.
You know, disappointed this morning.
What's that?
You're disappointed this morning.
Yeah, I just looked at the forecast. You know, I hunt sika deer outside of Vienna, and they've got 4.5 inches. I was wishing I would be on stand here this morning about 6:30. You know when the feeder goes off, but
right.
In the snow. I love hunting in the snow. I love deer hunting in the snow. No question about it.
Yeah, I'm heading to my spot now. I was just calling to see how's your season going so far. I've been off the station.
Well, not bad. I was out this week. What day did I go? Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went Monday. Both evening hunts. On Monday we went to I believe Queen Anne's County, and Wednesday was Cecil County, two new locations I've never hunted before, which I like. You know, I like to go out with different folks, different places, and never saw a deer on either occasion. So, but first day was good. First day was real good. I carried my antique, like me, 1954 Winchester 3030 with open sights, and took a buck with that, a 4-point at 65 yards. I was pretty happy. I was pretty happy with that. And then the next day, I did take a sick of deer doe. So we've got meat in the freezer, and that's what's important. So
yep, that's it. Yeah, so far I've got 2 does.
Yep.
Passed on a couple smaller bucks, but this second week here, I've been hunting hard, and I'll tell you what, I don't know if they're going nocturnal on me or what, but it is tough hunting out.
It's been tough hunting ever since the full moon. You're right. You're absolutely right. So
that first day, that opening day, of course, they're shooting all around me. It just seems like everybody in the woods is shooting butt knee.
Yeah, I know that feeling. So,
but I was determined just to stay out all day. I have a nice, comfortable pop-up blind, and then my plan was to move to my ladder stand in the evening hunt. Believe it or not, I was, you know, I saw a few deer in the morning, but no shots available. And then I was laying down to take a nap. It's nice and comfortable in there. And 12:30, I hear this rustle, and then they woke me up, basically.
That's what happened to me. That's what exactly. Are you hunting on the shore?
Here come about 6 deer. I'm like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's what happened to me. I took a nap at 12:30, and just after I got back in the stand after lunch, fell asleep, and the deer woke me up. And that's when I did take that 4-point. But, I mean, they did. So
yeah, that's the first. I guess because I'm usually not out in the woods at 12:30, but that's the first deer I've taken midday like that.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I've taken more deer between 11 and 1 than you can shake a stick at.
Wow.
Yep, absolutely. That's because everybody gets out of the woods and starts moving around. The deer are like, yeah, we're going to avoid these people. And then they run into you when they'd at least expect
it. Right. Well, my biggest issue is I hunt so close to home that a lot of times I'll go home, get something done or something like that, and go back out for my evening hunt. I just don't have all day most of the time.
Right. I love all day.
Yep. I do, too. So. I just don't usually have the time to do it.
Gotcha.
But it was a good season, and I'm going out here trying to put one more doe, or at least in the freezer.
Well, good luck to you, Richard. Take care.
I'm sorry to take so much time.
No, it's all right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Paul and Natalie in Ferndale, and then Tom in Baltimore, Josh in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul and Natalie. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are y'all doing? What's it like out there? Anything?
Nothing yet.
Yeah.
A little wet on the windshield, but then nothing else.
Right.
Natalie's happy that there's nothing yet, but she tried.
There you go.
I understand your point.
Well, yeah, I guess so. She doesn't want all that mess on that when she's sitting out in that tailgate, that's for sure.
No, but I'm hoping it comes a little later. I'm going to get out there this afternoon.
Well, good for you. I hope you're right. Good luck to you.
Yeah, and one comment was, I haven't heard you sip your coffee in a while.
Oh, well, hang on a minute. Here you go. How's that one?
That was good. I always get a chuckle out of that one.
Right on cue. There you go. All right, guys, thanks.
Have a great day.
Congratulations. Yes, you too.
Thank you. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes, in 2 weeks.
Okay, buddy, thanks. Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Just calling to get in the contest again. I'll win this month.
I hope you win. You're in.
Oh, have a good day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you in a couple weeks.
You got it, Tom. Thanks, buddy. See you. Yep. Bye-bye. And John in Ferndale. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Robin, how are you all?
Good.
Doing wonderful.
John, you sound like you're standing outside yelling into the phone.
I'm just in my truck on my way to get up in a tree.
Man, I got it. Where are you headed today? What county?
Upper Falls, Ballmer County.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of good deer up there.
Oh, near Gunpowder. Gunpowder keeps on supplying my sister's acres with deer. I love it.
What's wrong with that? That's great.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, congratulations, and, hope you guys have a fantastic wedding day coming up.
No, I'm
Thank
sure
so
we
much.
Will. It'll be something.
I don't laugh, I like the way you said that.
Knowing your family, Robin.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Memories, you know?
That's right. No matter what happens. All right, buddy.
A couple questions, Alan. A couple questions.
All right, John.
All right, one is, when was the prime time for the rut this year? Was it the 15th? I know they say generally November 15th is the prime time, but was any different this year?
Well, the prime time has always been, and don't let anybody say, well, it's a late rut this year, it's a this, it's a that. The prime time to be in the woods is the last week of October to the middle of November. That 3-week period is the highest point of the rut in Maryland. Okay, so you'll see anything from bucks chasing does to to conflict. Bucks battling. That is the peak time when the bulk of the deer are bred in Maryland, is anywhere from the last week of October through the first 2 weeks of November.
Gotcha. Now, there's a secondary rut, too. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. A month later. Because those does go in, those does that are not bred will have another breeding cycle. Okay, they'll go through heat again every 28 days until they're bred. Or it's over, and there's no more, no more opportunities. So,
gotcha. One more quick question.
Go for it.
When you're to get the best out of your venison, should you skin that deer and butcher it the same day, like the day after? Should you wait and let it hang a couple days?
Well, my recommendation is always when you shoot the deer, you get it as cool as possible, as quickly as possible. If you're gonna haul it, you want to open up that carcass. You want to get a stick or, pre-made some sticks or something out of furring strips to open that body cavity and to keep those back legs apart, because that's where those back legs is where your steaks and roasts are, and you want to cool that whole cavity as much as you can. Okay? So I spread those apart when I'm hauling that in the truck. I take my deer to the butcher so far. I don't have a place to cut it yet.
Uh-huh.
But we're working on that. So,
me too.
Yeah. So get that deer completely cleaned out. Everything from the trachea and the esophagus all the way down through, all the way out through the rectum. Get all that out of there. And then open that deer up and cool it off. That's number one. Number two, if you're going to do it yourself, I would skin it as soon as possible.
Gotcha.
And then if you want to let it hang in a cooler or something like that, you can let it hang to age. What aging does and what hanging does is it stretches the muscle tissue out and makes that meat more tender. But it also dries out the outside. That's why some people leave it hang with the hide on. I don't particularly go for that because, that bacterial layer can get in there between the skin and the meat. So get that skin off of it. Hose down the inside if you want, and then let it hang for a couple of days if you want to do that. If you have a place to do that, if you have a cool box or it's cold like it is today, you can do that.
Great. Super. Thank you for the information. And again, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see you.
Thanks so much.
See ya.
Thanks, John.
Back in the woods.
Bye. Scott and Arnold. Good morning, Scott.
Hey. How you doing this morning?
Good. You?
Pretty good. Hey, I called back the muzzleloader, and congratulations for on next weekend.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
And I'm almost to my destination. I'm on a private farm in Queen Anne's County.
Okay.
And I've actually gotten two does this season, one bow, one early muzzleloader.
Good.
This gun season's been rough, man. Open a day, didn't see anything the following Saturday, nothing. So hopefully this cool weather this morning will,
Yeah, let's hope so. Yep.
Get moving around.
You're right. Well, they face a lot of pressure. And, of course, in the breeding season, they're not exactly out in the daytime unless it's prime rut anyway. They're, by the time the firearm season rolls around, they've been through early muzzleloader. They've been through all bow season. And if there's any pressure on them at all, they're going nocturnal. So.
Yeah, but it's good just being out there.
I love it. Yeah.
Great if not,
That's right.
That's okay.
You got it.
But it's all good. Well, hey, man, I'm getting ready to park, so I'm going to get on my coat on.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Scott. Let us know if you do anything. Thanks.
Good luck today.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Justin Sudlersville. How are you, Justin?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm well. What's going on?
I'm done. Just called to get into the muzzleloader contest.
Okay. You're in it?
Yeah, how things going. I had a rough season this year. I had a pretty good season, but I had two deer that I've killed that were real sick. Six pointer I shot like October 28th. And he was real healthy. Like I had pictures of him probably 20 days earlier and was completely healthy. And then when I shot him, he had probably lost close to almost two thirds, probably a little over a third of his body weight. His bones and everything, had to call the DNR.
What'd they tell you?
They wanted me to leave it, and then somebody came out the next day to pick it up to test it, but I haven't heard anything back.
Yeah, and you haven't followed up either.
Nah, and then I had also had a fawn that was the same way that I had to put down.
Mm-hmm. Well, were any of them near water?
No. The one was headed out to the field, and then the other one was up off by 301, because I hunt right off of 301.
Hmm.
But
well, there's
that, it's been a good season. The
yeah.
Pointer, he measured out a little over 100 inches.
That's a nice six. Pointer. That's a nice six, 100 inch. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, Justin, I'm sorry to hear about that. I mean, there's been a lot of deer diseases out there. The EHD was tough this year, tougher than I think DNR's telling us. But, you know, and it was more widespread than they're telling us, too. So
yeah, it's, I've heard a lot of it this year.
You may have shot two survivors or two that were just on the edge. You know, it hits, and usually it takes 3 or 4 days for it to be fatal. So you may have hit something right there at the end, right before they expired.
Yeah, like I had pictures of him. I think it was October 4th, and then October 28th is when I killed him, and it was crazy.
Wow!
All his fur was coming out.
That's not good. All right, Justin. Sorry about your luck.
All right,
buddy. Thanks.
Sure.
See you.
All right, you guys. Congratulations. Enjoy your weekend next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
Thank
Justin.
You.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Bye-bye. Tony Pikesville, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Doing well.
Have you seen the article in the Sun paper? It's an editorial. I don't know if it's been printed yet, but it's on their online edition about deer hunting.
No, Robin will look at it. What about it?
No, it's actually pretty interesting, but the best part is to read the comments.
Oh.
You know, by the Humane Society people.
Well, of course. You know, this is what we tell people, and you'll hear this next week from Bill Miles. We talk about the fact that we have this wonderful hunting opportunity here in Maryland, but we have to protect it because the Humane Society of the United States is headquartered right here in Maryland, in Montgomery County.
Yep.
And their stated goal is we will end hunting in America one state at a time. And they're going to take a crack at us every chance they get. And that's why we need to stand vigilant. That's why we need to have people in the General Assembly, like the Coalition, to say, hey, whoa, wait a minute. That's not good for wildlife management. That's not good for hunting.
Right.
You know. So, but no, I haven't read it. We'll take a look at it.
Yeah.
When was it in? How long ago?
It's currently in the online edition. I don't know that they've printed it yet. Sometimes they print them, sometimes they don't. It's an op-ed piece.
Okay, we'll take a look at it.
It's called "If You Like Deer, You Should Like Hunting." And
well, that's true. That's true.
Well,
the hunters are the conservationists.
The article, but the comments are a scream.
Okay,
they are.
We'll take a look.
Good deal. Thanks.
Yep. Appreciate it, Tony. Yep. We'll talk to Mike, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Good, man. What's going on?
Nothing much. I was just calling to say love the show, and congratulations on the new ventures, and enter the muzzleloader contest.
Well, all of those things have been accomplished, so we appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Got it, pal.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Got it.
Bye-bye. Hey, folks, it's the Great American Outdoor Show coming again February 3rd through the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor show, a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. The show features 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery and more, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. Jam-packed schedule includes country concerts, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and, of course, the infamous Much More. Visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and to buy your tickets now. Keep the seasons alive. What? That's what it says.
Wake me up.
That's what it says. Buy your tickets now! Exclamation point. Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay, great. I'm sorry to wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, you've been a little, you've been dozing over there a little bit. So
I'm not dozing. I'm.
We had an old school bus driver back in Berlin, Pennsylvania. His name was Riley, and Riley had, I'm not sure what it was, MS or something, but Riley was all crippled up. And the school bus driver now. But his speech was kind of like this. What's the bulldog out behind the barn? Gee, Riley, what's the bull doing out behind the barn? Bulldozing.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I put you right back to sleep, didn't
it? Yeah, that one didn't help, honey.
Sorry. What's King Wenceslas' favorite
pizza?
Hey, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. They're located right off Route 50, exit 39B, right there on Kent Island, that's for sure. When it's the end of deer season, and they still have all the accessories you got for late muzzleloader, late firearm season, everything else, but waterfowl's right around the corner. Don't forget, firearms and ammunition, lots of camo shotguns in there from Remington, Choppa, Escort, muzzleloaders and accessories from CVA and Thompson Center. And don't forget those Yeti coolers. They've got the full selection of tumblers and bags and Yeti coolers up there ready to rock and roll. Crossbows? They got them all. Mission 10 Point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, Barnett, and the brand new Raven, which, you know, if anybody wants to get me one for Christmas, that'd be great. Now, Matthews Solo Cam Vertical Compound Bows is the favorite brand, and they have a couple others. Banded and Under Armour Camouflage Clothing, a full selection of hip boots. Waders and regular old ground boots, that's for sure. Waterfowl calls, largest selection in the area. All major brands, decoys, steel shot, gear, camo. You name it, they've got it. Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, Maryland, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh pit crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPN.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
We do in Maryland.
We don't take our trips on LSD.
We do in Maryland.
We don't burn our trap cards down on Main Street.
We do in Maryland.
'Cause we like living right and being free.
Yeah, not sure about that one.
We don't make a party out of loving.
We do in Maryland.
But we like holding hands and pitching woo.
Kinda.
We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy.
Oh, we do in Maryland, yeah. Except Chris.
Like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
They don't do music like this anymore.
Place where even squares can have a ball.
Oh, we got a little, couple little Hank Williams songs in there.
We
guns and money, lawyers, guns and money,
down
or whatever. God and guns.
Huh? They had that country music station on there. I didn't know one person on there.
No, I know.
I didn't.
All right, let's talk to who's next here. Kenneth in Baltimore, then Michael in Middle River. Good morning, Kenneth. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Thanks for waiting. What's up?
I just wanted to sign up for the muzzleloader contest.
You are in it.
And say congratulations to you on this route.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that, buddy. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yep.
So that's about it for me, buddy.
All right, man. Enjoy your weekend, all right? Stay dry.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Michael in Middle River. Whoops.
Hey, Alan and Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And I hope you're great, too.
We're doing wonderful.
Five, and you got up at two.
Yes, exactly.
I called to get in the muzzleloader, and I called to talk about coyotes in Middle River and Bowie's quarters.
Okay, go ahead.
My son lives down there on the water of Fog Mortar Creek.
Yeah, sure.
And they've had problems with down there feasting on the ducks. Well, my son goes to work early in the morning. He's a truck driver. And the other morning, he actually got a picture of a coyote down there.
Yeah.
And he said on the, I don't know if you heard anything about this, whether it's true or not, but on the Bowie's Quarters news page, they said that the foxes got down there because Aberdeen Proving Grounds put them on there to thin out the deer herds. And the river froze over, and the coyotes.
Oh, my God. No.
Have you heard that one?
Yeah, but none of it's true.
I'm just saying, that's what.
Northern coyotes have migrated in from Canada down through New York and through Pennsylvania, and now they're hitting Maryland. Coyotes have been here for 20-some years, okay?
Well,
Southern coyotes have come in from Virginia, North Carolina, places like Ohio and so forth. Now, I will say this, that at one point, and I've never been able to pin down the actual person involved in this, but it's widely known, let's say, in certain circles here in Maryland, that coyotes were at some coyotes, not what we have now, but some coyotes were brought to Maryland because they were more entertaining to chase by the fox chasers than the red fox were.
Oh, okay.
But foxes and coyotes are not buddies. Coyotes hate red foxes.
Really?
Yes. Friends of mine that are trappers will find dead foxes in their traps. You know, the hides have been ruined. They've been chewed up by coyotes. They'll kill them right in the trap. So yeah, they're not friends. They're rivals, and coyotes being bigger, stronger, and meaner will kill a red fox or a gray fox any chance it gets.
Well, my son, his girlfriend actually witnessed a fox down there carrying a duck away.
Oh sure. Well, they're opportunists. Okay. If they can catch a duck, they're going to catch a duck. A coyote will catch a duck and carry it away. I had it happen to a friend of mine who had a captive duck down in Pasadena. That a coyote came by and took the duck right out of the pen in the yard. Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Sure. And coyotes are very opportunistic. They'll take anything they can take. They'll take lambs. They'll take fawns. They'll take waterfowl. They'll take cats. They'll take dogs. Anything that they can take to eat, and they're good at catching it.
Well, good.
I saw one get hit by a truck here, a pickup truck, came down across a guy's yard right up on Route 32, right above the Liberty Bridge, not long ago. And
really?
This was a big coyote. This coyote probably weighed 25 or 30 pounds. It came down through the yard, got hit by the truck, and turned around, ran back up in the yard and died. It just got crushed. And I don't mean run over crushed, but I mean it got hit hard. And caused massive internal injuries, and it only went 15 yards and died in the guy's yard. And it was a big coyote. I mean, I wouldn't want to mess with it myself. So
very interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one hunting?
No, but we've heard them. Now, we were in Montgomery County a couple of weeks ago, and my adopted daughter Laura shot a deer. And while we were dressing the deer out, the scent of the entrails was headed into the woods, and we could hear the coyotes howling back in there.
Really?
So, Laura says, hurry up, let's get this thing in the truck, hurry, come on, let's get that. I said, they got plenty to eat, they're not going to come after us. She said, I don't care, let's get this deer in the truck and get out of here. So, Laura's not a fan of any kind of predatory creature, foxes, coyotes, or bears. So... anyway,
thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye. See you. Bye-bye. Robert, Sparrows Point. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Hey, I'm calling to get in contact.
You're in it.
All right. Wish you and your family a happy holidays.
Thanks. You too, Robert. Merry Christmas. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Yep. So, anyway, I'm in the stand Thursday night in a new spot in Cecil County, never hunted there before. And I went with Tom Slavin of Upper Bay Gun Club. Tom said there's a nice buck in there that he's been after. And he took me in and dropped me off. And then we were on the ATV, and he was a mile from the truck. I was probably almost half a mile from the truck. So it would have been quite a walk. But we went in the evening, and I was surrounded by beautiful cover. And Tom went in, and Tom saw 13 does and 2 bucks.
Yep.
And I saw Jack.
Nothing.
Not
a zilch.
Well, I did see some grackles.
That doesn't count.
Probably 100,000 grackles. I mean, it was absolutely incredible.
Well, I could have made another birds movie and just saved some money.
Let me tell you what. I don't like grackles. They're very noisy, and they're very distracting. But when they swooped in, they came out of the trees, and they swooped in right in front of me. I mean, 20 yards in front of me. And there are probably 2,000 of them right there. And then all their buddies joined in and came down and swooped. When they swooped down, these thousands on the ground took off, and it was cacophonous.
You're using my word that I couldn't pronounce the other day.
What? Cacophony?
Cacophonous.
Cacophonous? It was cacophonous, the noise. But when they fly over and they chatter and their wing beat, it sounds like deer running through the leaves. I don't like them. Red-winged blackbirds do the same thing to me. A lot of bird migration going on right now. These are all grackles. Grackles.
The things that come in, it looks like the tree is covered in.
Yeah. I mean,
it
was crazy. They were right there, and of course, then I texted Tom and said, I sent all my grackles over to you. He was not happy. Anyway, we got some callers on hold there, and we'll get to those in just a minute. So, let's see, Dave in Pasadena. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, Alan and Robin. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Yep. Yes, indeed.
Alan, I have a follow-up question to something. I believe it was opening day weekend. Your show was pre-recorded or whatever.
Yes, correct.
With a gentleman from DNR.
Yep, Brian Eiler, dear project leader. Yep.
What it was, now I'm going by what he quoted, was that in Talbot, Caroline, and northern Dorchester,
yep.
Did he say possibly 50% of the deer had died from...
No, I don't think he said anything like that. He said...
That's why I'm calling.
No, he said that was the epicenter of the outbreak, which it was. But I will tell you, anecdotal reports from that area, and I'm going to guess that when we see the final numbers, those tabulations in those counties are going to be down, I'm going to say, anywhere from 16 to 30%.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
There was a wildlife biologist on a local Maryland hunting website.
Uh-huh. And,
somebody had put up 50%, and he was arguing the point, and the guy was pretty adamant about the... He's like, I heard it on the radio.
I don't think
That's
he.
What
I don't.
I heard
no, no,
too,
no. But, I don't think he heard 50%. Nope.
Yeah. Okay. I really appreciate it.
No, I mean, he might have said on certain farms they've lost 50% of their herd, or something like that. But I don't recall hearing 50%. So
no problem. You all have a great Christmas.
All right. If anybody tells me that he said 50%, I'll probably argue with him. But if I get more emails and more phone calls and more texts about it, then I'll have to read. I'll have to listen to it. So, all right, Dave.
Sure.
Thanks, buddy.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, people say a lot of things online that they heard on the radio that they didn't hear. Christine in Middle River. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
What's going on, girl?
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. I have a couple questions, and by the way, congratulations to both of you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Wanted to enter the contest.
You're in? Yep.
Also, I was listening to the show last weekend and was wondering where I can get a Bird Dog Wheeler CD.
Bird Dog and the Road King. See if they have a website. I think they probably do.
I know where she can get one, but
yeah, there's a couple places down in Dorchester, Dorchester, Talbot County primarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I know.
Also was wondering if you knew where we could get like a good Chesapeake Bay Retriever dog. Like we're looking for a breeder in the area.
Do you know any breeders, Chesapeake Bay Retrievers?
I know someone who'll know a breeder if you give us your name and number.
Yeah, we got your name and number, Christine. Mark Christine's name and number down on a separate piece of paper.
I have a friend who actually used to raise them, so I'm going to see where she got her started hers from.
That would be so helpful. Thank you very much.
There you go.
All right, well, happy holidays.
Well, thanks. Merry Christmas to you, Christine.
And I'll find a place for you for Bird Dog, too.
We'll see what we can do, and we got your number. We'll give you a call, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Brian, Caroline County, how are you doing, Brian?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing, Alan?
Good. How's the deer season going?
It's been very well, actually.
Good. Glad to hear it. Seeing lots of deer in Caroline?
Since they opened the rifle season, you can reach out and touch them.
And my daughter's not hunting where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think she's seen a deer this year.
No, really?
Yeah.
It's still got time. But anyway, I was going to tell you about, I do a lot of hunting down below, down in Dorchester and Blackwater area.
Yes, sir.
And early muzzleload season way back in there, the tree frogs were just deafening.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
But you're talking about birds are sitting in the tree, and had about 20,000 blackbirds come through.
Yep.
They picked off every tree frog in those trees, and within 20 minutes, the whole woods was dead silent.
You say they did what to the tree frogs?
They ate them. They picked them off the trees, and the whole woods was dead silent.
That's interesting.
Unreal.
Well, now they were feeding in a winter wheat field where I was,
right?
But not. I mean, they weren't sitting down very often. A lot. They were just flying back and forth a lot, making pests of themselves. But you know, never gave it a thought that they would eat all those little spring peepers or whatever you call them, tree frogs. That's interesting.
I mean, from couldn't hear yourself think to dead silence, it was unreal.
Oh, man. Now, were these red-winged blackbirds or were they grackles?
They were blackbirds, mostly blackbirds, some red wings in there. But sitting up in the tree, they're right there with you, you know. They just, waves of them came through.
Yep, yep. And they make all kinds of noise. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
So, interesting. All right, Brian, you going hunting today?
Going right now.
Goodbye. Have a good one. Bye-bye. See ya. There he goes. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I think there's some rebates out there right now through the end of December on some of the semi-automatic shotguns that are available from Browning. And you get the Browning from Clyde Sports Shop. We've been talking about Browning for years with Clyde Sports Shop, and many of you have taken advantage of Clyde's very fair prices, and now you get a rebate on top of it. But let me tell you about, he mentioned Caroline County and rifle season. There's the AB3 Hunter. This is the outstanding big game value package in wood or synthetic stocks. It's a blue barrel in action, a walnut stock or synthetic, 60-degree throw, bolt action, detachable double stack magazine, factory installed, Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope right from the factory. It's a combo gun. Great price, too. Calibers, 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington Magnum, and 300 Win Mag. That is the AB3 Hunter. That is a great value if you're looking for a high-powered rifle for somebody for Christmas. Okay? Then there's the X-Bolt. Now, this is the extremely accurate bolt-action big-game hunting perfection. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, very beautiful gun. Doesn't come with a scope. You can put your own optics on it, but the X-Bolt is also one to take a look at, that's for sure. For waterfowl, it's the BPS pump. Comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. If you like a pump-action shotgun, you've got one there, the 410 for rabbits and 28 for upland birds, and the 20 for ducks and geese, and the 16 and the 12 and even the 10 gauge. 12 and 20 gauge rifled barrel deer models are also available. Features a bottom ejection. You're not throwing those shells at your buddy in the goose blind the duck blind or the goose pit. Dura Touch armor coating and Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo. It's the BPS pump for those of you who like pump shotgun. That's our Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde Sports Shop, been in business 60 years. See Bill or Clyde, 410-242-6108, 242-6108.
WCBM, Baltimore.
The National Weather Service continues a winter weather advisory until 4 o'clock this afternoon. There may be snowfall totals by late today between 2 to 4 inches, and a little bit of sleet or rain may mix in with the snow at times from this morning to the afternoon as temperatures hover in the low to mid-30s. The snow will begin to taper off into this evening. The overnight low temperature will dip down to 26 degrees, and then dry weather wrapping up the weekend on Sunday. Clearing will take place with a high near 40, and then a partly cloudy Monday with a high close to 44. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated #1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville. Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner, and truck your accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Indian War till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store.
Politically correct as we are here.
Risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
Come on, let's talk to these folks. Larry in Brooklyn Park, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm well. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. What's going on?
I called to get a contact, and I got another Chesapeake breeder for that young lady.
You do? All right. Did you give that information to Chris?
No, sir, I didn't.
All right. Well, we'll put you back on hold here in a minute.
Okay.
All right. And anything else? Anything else other than that?
No, sir.
All right.
Ready to go out.
All right. Well, hang on. I'll tell you what, Larry. How about if we call you later?
That's fine.
Chris is all tied up there. Okay.
Yeah. Fine, just give me a call back. I know a good breeder.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Dave and Perry Hall, you with me? Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, happy couple. Wishing you all the best. Enjoy your lives together.
Thank you.
And hope I've called in and arranged for myself to get a Christmas present.
Well, let's see about that. We'll see. So
got
your name in there, Dave, that's for sure.
Got my name in there. And really like that gentleman that was on 2 weeks ago, the Deer Show.
Oh, Brian Eiler? Yeah.
Brian's
been doing the show with us for a number of years, and it's always the first day of deer season. And he was on, was he on a couple of weeks before? Can't remember. But anyway, it's all good. He's a good man. He does a good job. He's the one that does all the numbers crunching and runs the entire deer program here for DNR. So, he's a good guy.
That show was excellent.
Appreciate that. Yep.
I guess that's all I've got for today.
Well,
you too.
Good luck with
your
Christmas present.
Yeah, good luck with that, Dave. Thanks.
Well, hey, the price is right.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Debbie and Preston.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Trying to stay awake.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It was a fun ride over.
Yeah.
We still have nothing here. I kept looking during the night.
Oh, man.
So did I. I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. It started snowing early yesterday. I thought, oh, this is going to be nice. And it
died. Yeah, it died out. Yep. Sorry about that.
So you calling for the muzzleloader?
Sure am.
Yeah, well, good. You're in it.
Wish you guys luck next week. Sorry we can't be there.
No, we'll be thinking of you,
we'll
that's for sure.
Of you.
Yep.
All right, we'll be thinking of you, too.
Oh, cool.
We'll be sending pictures so you can see Jason and Bree. So.
All right, appreciate it.
You got it.
You have a great day, Deb.
Thanks, Deb.
And have a safe travel back.
We all will, right. I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There we go. Yeah, it's nice.
That's
nice
very nice.
Nice to hear.
I love
you
for her.
Yeah, she's a good girl. All right. Well, what's that? 5:50? Well, we're almost done. I don't think we have time for another caller. I really don't. What do you want to talk about?
Nothing. He said the happy couple. They should hear us in between when they can't hear
yeah.
us.
We're always happy.
We are happy. We're tired today, though.
We're always happy. We don't always agree, but we're always happy.
Yeah. No, we don't always agree.
Not at all. So, what are you making over there?
Myself some ear warmers because I was cold this morning.
Some ear warmers.
Uh-huh.
I see. So there's, I don't know, 14, 16 pairs of 360s over there. And where are yours again?
I don't know, but
I'm making my own.
I'm making my own.
All right. Well, you enjoy that. I don't think your ear will fit in that.
Well, it's not done yet.
Oh, okay.
And I...
What?
Nothing.
You're crocheting something over there that looks like nothing, and you tell me it's ear warmers. I ain't seeing it yet.
You have no imagination.
I'm sorry. It looks like a mini pot holder, and I'm supposed to see ear warmers on it, huh?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Wow. All right. Well, the discussion shall continue into the break, ladies and gentlemen. But there's the music, so we now just say to you, and we know many of our listeners are leaving us to get in a deer stand.
Yes, they are.
So, but those that remain, welcome. Get in the contest, and we'll talk to you more the next hour. But it's time for me to say those who must go, get out, stay safe.